gives me great pleasure to bring to the stage God's great servant, choice servant, who God has raised to bring great healing, deliverance, transformation, salvation. Keep naming it to his people in this generation. The taste of the pudding is in the eating. I'm not going to say too much about him. Maybe after the ministration we can share a bit about him. Apostle Arome Osai. Let's put our two hands together.
Privilege of grace that Pastor has extended to me this morning. I'm standing here with fear and trembling. Haven't checked the bulletin of Festival of Praise and the stature of men that were present in that bulletin and the window of perception that the camera people captured was not anything compared to the real event. Then I realized that God has raised a prince in the city of Manchester. And I don't know why he asked me to preach here. but I trust God for grace this morning. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask this morning that you stretch forth your hand, do us good, and let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you again, sir. Please, you may be seated. God bless you. Turn your Bible quickly to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. We have learned a lot this few moments that we shared fellowship in this house. The level of precision, excellence, it's an indication, a testimony to sound pragmatic leadership. So we have gotten, we might ask a few questions subsequently. Now, Genesis chapter 1 from verse number 26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Let us make man. In the creative enterprise of God, there was a principle that was part of God's creative enterprise. And the principle was that God created creatures after their kind. But when it came to this creature called man, man had a different function. And that is why his scope is beyond terrestrial, because the scope of the authority that he was supposed to command was aquatic, terrestrial, and atmospheric. This creature was supposed to be operating with the God possibility. He was not created after humankind. He was created in the image of God. He was created in the likeness of God. And if by any means you've ever seen a glove before, it is created in the image of a hand, because the manufacturer is expecting that it will play host to a hand sometime. So man was created in the image of God, having the capacity to contact God, to contain God, and to manifest God. So the reference for man happens to be God. The extent to which we can evaluate a man is the degree to which he has capacity to bring God upon the scene, because he was created in the image, in the likeness of God. The reason for which the blueprint captured that he had to be in God's image was because he was supposed to have the capacity to express God, to represent God. And he was supposed to be in the likeness of God because he was supposed to be a being that can function in delegated authority. So there are two things there: the capacity to represent God, the capacity to carry God's authority, and to use that authority to implement God's purposes in the earth. In the design of this creature, because in Bible school we're taught that man is a spirit, possesses a soul, and he lives in a body. I know I'm standing before a great apostle. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I didn't find that in the Bible, that man is a spirit. The Bible never said that. The Bible says there is a spirit in man. Okay, technical man, can you help me with the scripture? Luke chapter 24, verse 39. Please. This is Jesus speaking. If you have a red letter Bible, you'll find this scripture in red. So the authority I'm quoting to establish my case is the Lord Jesus himself. And the reason why I'm trying to establish this case is because there was a design for man. A design for man. The purpose of my lecture this morning is to track the scriptures to see our level of compliance to the original design for man. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus said, he had resurrected at this time, and Thomas was not accepting that Jesus had risen if he doesn't have the opportunity to put his hand by the side where he was pierced and to see his hands where the nails pierced. And so he came with evidences. And in his evidence presentation, he said, "Behold my hands and my feet." Those of us that are scientists understand what this means. The reason why you can behold me is because I occupy space. He said, "Handle me and see." The reason why you can handle me is because I contain matter. And this event took place in time, because this frame of reference is a frame of reference of time, of space, and of matter. So Jesus now said that a spirit does not have flesh and bones as ye see me have. Please, you can conduct an investigation on the person sitting close to your side. If you find flesh, tell the person you are not a spirit. I had to explain that. I had to establish that, because that's what the average believer thinks man is. If you were spirit, you would be so limited. So limited. But this creature called man is not a spirit, even though he has a spirit, he has a soul, he has a body. This framework of spirit, soul, and body pedestals man as the only creature that has the license to legitimately function in the spirit realm and legitimately function in the natural realm. No other creature has that capacity. Are you following? That means, through your spirit, and if you are born again and your spirit is regenerated, because in order for you to access the spirit realm, you will need a spirit guide. You know, the Bible says when Jesus was trying to introduce the person of the Holy Ghost. He said, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all reality. If you are going to explore the spirit realm, you will need a guide, a tour guide, a pathfinder, a path maker to take you into the realm and to allow you to see the realm through his own vista, through his own lens. Because there are many spirits that can introduce the realm to you. The spirit realm is like a wilderness. If you get there, you need a guide. Have you seen some people before that fasted and prayed 40 days, 70 days, and the result of their fasting was that they came out with psychiatric symptoms? They went there without a guide. May the Lord give you understanding. So when you became regenerated, the Spirit of God began to tabernacle your spirit. Your spirit by itself lacks the strength for exploration. So your guide has come to tabernacle in you, giving your spirit the capacity to be able to explore the regions of Christ. And when you explore the regions of Christ and you pick things up from that region, through the spirit of wisdom at work in your life, you can actually implement the technology that you have seen in that realm in the natural. So man becomes a transformer that picks things up from the realm of God, civilizations, dimensions in God's realm. And through the spirit of wisdom, he can implement those things that have been captured in God's realm in the natural. So he has a duality of possibility. And that was why Jesus, in the book of John chapter 3, are you with me? Oh my. Jesus, in the book of John chapter 3, made a statement. He said, there is no one had ascended to heaven at any time save the Son of Man who is in heaven. He was telling Nicodemus that I am in heaven. Meanwhile, he was present with Nicodemus talking to him. Duality. Because through his spirit, he was transmitting from heaven. He was picking up things from heaven. And his service delivery upon the face of the earth was consistent with the things that he had made contact with in the realm of heaven. That capability is what is possible with man because of his unique kind of structure. In view of the above, unfortunately, we encountered a fall. And the implication of the fall is that the entire physical creation lost its operational manual. Mosquito that was supposed to be taking nectar from flowers for its feeding now takes blood because the manual had been withdrawn. And so when Jesus showed up, meanwhile, there were two possibilities of how God could restore man. All right? One of the possibilities is to take all of us to heaven and then train us, show us how man was supposed to operate and bring us back. Or to bring someone from heaven to come here and lecture us about the things of God, about the blueprint and about our possibility. So God decided to follow the second option by bringing Jesus. The reason why I started with Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 is because let us make man was indicative of the fact that it was a conclave of the Godhead that sat in that context. And Jesus happened to be in the conclave. So we want to check a few scriptures to see what Jesus said about the functionality, the design for man, if we glean his words across the scriptures. First scripture will be Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Luke 18 verse 1. Technical man, please help me so that I will judiciously use this moment. Then he spake a parable to them. Technical man, I was raised with ancient old King James. There's a punch that the ancient King James had. So if you have, technical man, you are blessed in Jesus' name. And he spake a parable unto them to this end. The purpose of this parable is that men ought always to pray and not to faint. This is design. According to, we are quoting one of the personalities that was in the conclave that understood the design for the creature man, in keeping with the fact that he has access, he has legitimacy to operate in the unseen realm through his spirit. He has legitimacy to operate in the natural realm because he has a body of earth. Jesus said that the design, one of the designs for man is that he is created a creature of prayer. It means that even though they may, I don't know the population of Manchester, let's assume it's 9 million. If there are 17 people that pray always, in the eyes of God, there are only 17 men in Manchester. They are creatures. There are a lot of creatures, but men. This creature was created in the image of God, in the likeness of God, because this is the system through which God's policies in the heaven can be implemented upon the face of the earth. And part of what must happen in order for God's policies to prosper in the territory, in the terrain, in the family, in a context, is that we must have men that create earthly permission for heavenly interference. Now, I need to explain that. In the book of Psalms 116 verse 16, the Bible says the heavens, even the heavens belong to God, and the earth has he given unto the sons of men. That scripture is an indication of jurisdiction. He has given man earth. Do you understand that? Now the implication is that man will allow what influence functions in the earth, because by royal decree, God has willed earth to man. Are you there? So, prayer is earthly permission. We are creating the space for heaven to be able to intervene legitimately. You are not with me? Now listen, if you have a warlock in your family, the duty of the warlock is to provide priesthood. You see, this tripartite nature that we have is capable of the generation of priesthood. That warlock in your family, his duty is simple. Is to create priesthood. And priesthood is what legitimizes the expression of a dimension of the spirit realm to operate in this frame of reference. Are you with me? Just in case you see things taking place that are not consistent with the word of God in your family, don't look for spirits. Look for men. There is a man that opened the door to the working of that influence within the context. Are you with me? So in praying always and not fainting, what you are doing is priesthood. You are creating earthly permission, legitimizing the intervention of God in your space. And the Bible says that men, according to design, that is the description of their function. You know why Jesus used the word ought? Men ought always. This is the design, but unfortunately people have discovered other ways of operating which is not consistent with design. So just in case, just so that we will not forget the design, Jesus said, this is how it ought to be. It means the audience he was speaking to were not prayer people. So he was trying to restore the blueprint. This is, we were the ones that set up the design, and I'm coming to give you insight about it. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. In Ghana, I stumbled on a man. His father was a warlock, and he was being trained. The altar, the spirit on the altar had spoken his name as the next in line for the ways of the priesthood, and he was being trained and being groomed to take over. Unfortunately for the generation of satanic priests, he gave his life to Christ suddenly, and the linkage was disconnected. Hallelujah. But you see, the discipleship he went through, he still understands, he still remembers. And his father called him. Meanwhile, this is father that we are talking about. He only sleeps 3 hours in a day. And he doesn't sleep on the bed. He spends all night in the shrine. Even though his father had a job as a security man, he spends all night in the shrine. Never sleeps in the night. Only sleeps in the afternoon for 3 hours. And he sleeps on a chair with a leg rest. That's how he sleeps. And when he's sleeping, don't touch him. Just leave him there. Right? So this man taught his son. He said, when you take over this shrine, there are 3 sets of people that you should not fight because you will not win. Say, number one, Christians that pray in the night. If you investigate the man's portfolio and you find night prayer as an ingredient, forget about that fight. You can use other means to settle your grievances, political means, reconciliation. But don't fight. Don't engage. Is it the second kind of people that you should not tamper with are Christians that pray long prayers. Long. Is it the third kind of people that you should not engage are Christians that pray intermittent prayers. He has prayed now for 30 minutes. Then he's in the bus station. He picks it again. He may not pray for long, just for another 30 minutes. He stared again 30 minutes later, 1 hour later. He said, don't fight these people. When you test a man and you don't see any oil in his prayer gauge, shave his head. Men ought always to, men and brethren, if in these 3 categories I mentioned, you can't find yourself there. Then there's a challenge. Because when a situation is orchestrated from the realm of the spirit against you, your PhD in civil engineering will count for nothing. Satan will throw you into confusion. And all the gains that you have gotten in your progression, he can obtain it in a moment because you don't have the requisite spiritual capacity to resist the devil. That's number one. Number two, Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. While the worship was going on, I beheld in the spirit, my eyes were open, and I could see a lady in our midst in this congregation. And I saw that this lady happens to be a woman of prayer. And the angel of the Lord was suspended in the air by the right side of this woman. And I was trying to find out what the angel was sent to do. Then I discovered that God had proclaimed in heaven that in this service this morning, the woman's spiritual rank is going to be upgraded. Amen. Yeah, the amen is good, but this, I'm casting news. You know, when you listen to 7 o'clock news, you don't say amen. This one is news. Is that's how it was proclaimed in heaven. I'm saying without amen it will come to pass. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Matthew chapter 4. Then was Jesus led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. And he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Jesus had received an accreditation at the waters of Jordan in John's baptism. Hallelujah. Now just stay with me. Can you stay with me? Oh my. Just stay with me. Don't worry. In this hall, as we sit here, the Lord has sent us two angels. Well, let's just continue with our teaching for now. Jesus in the waters of Jordan was accredited. The Bible reveals that there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Word, the Father, and the Spirit. And it happens to be that the Father spoke and the Spirit alighted upon Jesus' head. And John saw it because his marching orders was that anyone upon whom the Holy Ghost should descend and remain, that one will be a baptizer after the order of a higher rank. Because John was the Baptist. His instrument of baptism was water. The Baptist was the one that was suited to find the baptizer in fire. And the signs were given to John when his marching orders were conferred upon him. Jesus fulfilled every sign that was given to John. And the moment the Holy Ghost came upon him, the Father declared, "This one is my beloved Son." That's accreditation. The moment he was accredited, the next point of call was to go into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And the Father was saying, "I have a product now. Oh, Satan, where are you? Try this one." So it was the Father himself that bragged on Jesus. And the wilderness was a theater for testing. Jesus arrived the testing area before Satan. And he decided to fast and pray, not because he was going there to fast. He was going there to be tempted. But he decided to starve his flesh, to stuff his spirit. So if anything presses him, it's his spirit that will respond. When Satan came, the bone of contention was what was declared about Jesus. If you are the Son of God, this identity. Satan was saying, "We heard some people calling you Son of God. We are not aware of that designation, that status. But if you are interested in proving that it is so, so that we from the underworld can acknowledge it, turn these stones into bread." And Jesus made a statement. The statement Jesus made was bigger than what Satan was asking. Jesus began to speak about man. And in that utterance, Jesus revealed to us another part of the blueprint for man. What did he say? "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." That means man was supposed to be regulated by the proceeding word of God. Now, if you are here this morning, because I have a diary where I write what God tells me. I think I started that in the 90s. I can show you what God said in 1991, and when it came to pass in another diary. Probably in 1994. God always speaks what he wants to do with your life. He speaks it. And your preoccupation is to live out his speakings. So the description of the life of a man is his capacity to begin to fulfill God's proceeding word for his life. So if I ask you a question now, where you are today, is there a proceeding word that is being administered now in your life? Is there something that God said that you are fulfilling now? If that is not the case, you are making a great mistake. You are investing in time and not investing in eternity. Because the way man was designed was that he will function by the proceeding word. He will not live by bread alone. Methuselah did not have a prophecy, and he lived so long, and the only productivity that was attached to his name was that he gave birth to sons and daughters. That kind of an existence is physical. The evidence of his existence was just normal. He made money, drove in a good car, married a quiet wife, gave birth to sons and daughters. In the zenith of his achievements, he became the CEO of this establishment. That's not how man was designed to function. He was designed to function by the proceeding word of God. You are supposed to be operating with a prophetic map, which is something God has spoken. Let me give a testimony before we begin to pray. For those of you that are Nigerians, there is something we call National Youth Service, which is compulsory. Serve the nation for 1 year. So my explanation for the compulsory national service program was an opportunity that God was giving me to find out what next for my life. So I began to fast and pray. That year, I fasted for 264 days. And God didn't speak to me on that matter. He spoke about other matters, but he didn't speak on that matter. I rested a little for a few days. And on the 13th of January, 2003, at home, I continued the fast. Prayed for 4 hours in the morning, went to church, prayed for 2 hours in church, and I was still feeling that I had not yet filled the requirement of prayer for that day. So I arranged with a friend, and we went to his house and began night vigil. By 1 a.m., the electricity was out, and his house was in such a place where if the electricity goes out and the neighbors have electricity, He can go and change the face in the garage so that there'll be electricity in the building. So he went to the garage to change the face, and an angel of the Lord walked from the wall and began to read the scroll to me. That's the first angelic encounter I had. The scroll of my destiny. It was through that scroll that was read that I discovered that even though I had completed my National Youth Service in Kano, God was saying, go back to Kano. The assignment that I gave. Okay. When I got to Kano, I met some hungry believers, and I was trained to be a teacher of the Bible. So I began to teach the Bible, and we began to pray. And the number of people began to multiply until I finished my youth service, so I left them. And what the angel read out was that, you have not finished that assignment. You have finished your service. You have not finished. So go back there. So I had to go back to Kano, take a teaching job, because that's the only way my family will know that I'm doing something. It's a family of working class people, so you must be doing something that makes sense to them. So I took it. I said, what is what I have for now? I said, okay. That's how I... They thought I was going there to teach. They didn't know I had an agenda. And the moment I came back, I now discovered the disciples had bound themselves with a fast, that they will not stop fasting until God brings me back. When I saw them, I began to cry. Not because I pitied myself. I said, so these are the people that caused this problem. So we continue. And God began to raise people. God began to do things. For almost 1 year, I lost
appetite for food. And it came to pass, I went to work one day and came back, and the angels were waiting for me in the room again, that your time here is accomplished. And they read the scroll of the next phase, and the things that they said came to pass. The number of years came to pass. Let me not bother you with further details. Part of what the angel said was that I was going to have a job, and I will invest in many destinies, and a great network will be formed. That's part of what he said. That it wasn't time for me to go into full-time ministry. That during the time that I'm going to be on that job, God was going to train me to become a full-blown apostle. It took 16 years. I was going to preach in New York, and the Lord spoke almost audibly in my hotel room. He said, "I've come to set you free." I asked my wife if I was bound. He said, "You have been bound for 16 years. This job you are doing is bondage. I've come to set you free so that where I am, there also will my servant be." If you are not aware that your life was already written before you were formed in your mother's womb. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. 2 weeks before I became a management staff in the oil industry in Nigeria. 2 weeks. At prison through all the ranks. All that was left was for me to write an examination. And I knew I don't fail examinations by God's grace. 2 weeks to the exam, the monarch now came and said, "Resign. It's time for you to take my word to the nations of the world." When God spoke about the United Kingdom, I didn't know anybody. I am living the script he showed me. Because the life of man is supposed to be regulated by the proceeding word of God. I'm going to stop there for now. There are five more items in this design that we're talking about. This is the first two. We're going to pray for 5 minutes. It seems your heart is broken. Rejoice. Oh, okay. My area of competence in terms of service delivery of ministry is equipment based. Right? It's equipment based. That's my shape. Okay? So, may your heart not be broken in the name of Jesus. Go back to your diary. What I'm saying is, go back to your diary. That thing God said 20 years ago, go and dust it. And let nothing distract you from it. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Can we pray? You can take any position that is comfortable for you. Any position that is comfortable for you. Now, this is how we're going to do it. You will just be speaking in tongues. Forget about your neighbor. Because it doesn't take God eternity to do what is eternal. Forget about your neighbor for the next 7 to 10 minutes. We want to trust God to lead us into the spiritual realm, to guide us. Oh, I have a Messiah. Ambaseto kobreli. Elomai toskivo loma. Elisko fresco palama seli. Brokotominanza iko brasketo. Oh, you are meditating. You are not praying. It's not time for meditation. It's not time for meditation. It's not time for meditation. Compresime, combaitos, mescofe la masca telia precompeli, sominata copresa cataito combali, jecosqueto mansolata bracabato coschemina, jei compela mosca brasque samatala, manta la baburias quiso se la brata colamo. Oh, we give you glory. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. And I see in the spirit a golden crown being lowered into the earth. And I ask, what is this? And the Lord says that there is someone that is a prophet in our midst. And the crown is the prophetic anointing. There is a measure, a higher measure that is going to come upon you. And it will come upon you so strong because it's a radical anointing. Oh, Holy Ghost, I ask. Let this anointing come upon your servant. Let this anointing come upon your servant. I saw que male tia londa. Escopeta cumbe la iscobe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Now, can you be quiet for 2 minutes? Just for 2 minutes. Father, in the name of Jesus, this functionary in our midst that you've been preparing for many years in the area of prophetic ministry, and the person may not have ever prophesied before, but because it is your goodwill to activate it, I ask that you stretch forth your hand. And from my left hand side to the back of the hall to my right hand side, let that grace rest. Let it rest. Let it rest. Let it, okay, it's coming. It's coming strong. It's coming so strong. Let the grace rest. Let the grace rest. Let the grace rest. Let the grace rest. Let it rest. Let it rest so strong. Let it rest so strong. And from this morning, Let a new cloud, a new atmosphere envelope that individual. Envelope that individual. In the name of Jesus, that from this morning, let that measure be sealed in the heavens. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Yes, one more minute of prayer in tongues. Baito kopelama siko brasketa mondeli. Lo brekeza samakuria presko felamina sukle brasketa mezos okubundo sobriata babula tama. Aprakebo sotelia ikobara masantula. Oh my God. 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 There is an anointing that is resting. It is resting. It is resting. It is resting. It is resting. Mahosekila broka kabia sote escopre. Ebroskela samata la babota. Hakabasaito koprete. It is resting. It is resting. Your capacity is enlarging in the spirit.
The Lord is increasing your capacity. He's multiplying your capacity, your grace. Oh, Sika Petua. Let's go first. Abaske Dalanto. Laikompala Masiko Prela Haseli. Oh, we give you grace. We give you praise. We give you praise. The hand of the Lord is strong now. It's strong now. There are people that God is releasing things upon at this moment. Ikaboseli. Abracatala babotelia, esco mansale, esco pelamina supre, racabesco, pondela mahaya copelaya, esco velase cabelaita, yemoselia ketia, ocoma satora, ocoma lebriata, enso macatelae, enso marcelli. Can you bring her to me? Bring her. Asamata Babore.
Let grace be upon you in the name of Jesus. Let grace come upon in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, if you need to use glasses to read, maybe you are short-sighted, you are long-sighted, maybe your eyes are becoming weak, remove the glasses and lay your hands on your eyes just in a moment. Just lay your hands on your eyes and believe God for a miracle. Believe God for a miracle. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory. Now I rebuke every blinding spirit. Blinding spirit, be bound. Be bound. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke short-sightedness. I rebuke long-sightedness. I rebuke cataract, glaucoma. In the name of Jesus, take off your hands. In Jesus' name, come out of the eyes. In Jesus' name, now I see. In the name of Jesus, remove your hands. For those of you that can't read without it, try reading. If you notice that there is a change in your sight after you have done your tests, just wave to me. Do a test for 1 minute. And if you notice there is a change in your vision, if there is a change in your vision, if you have investigated, just wave me. Wave at me. 2 minutes. 2 minutes to test. Okay, there's one change there. Okay, sister, come on. It's another change. Sister, come on. Another change. Sister, you can come on. Can we take their testimonies? Do you have another mic? Microphone, please. Microphone, please. Yes, sister. What happened to you? Quickly. We have 2 minutes for that.
It's a bit better.
What clearer was the situation before?
I use glasses before I can check my phone. I check my phone. It's a bit clearer.
It's clearer. Okay. Yeah. Remain there. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When I come into the church and I have to look at this, I have to use my glasses to see clearer.
To see the screen.
Clearer.
Okay.
And I remove my glasses now. When I remove my hand, I remove my glasses and it became very
okay,
clear.
Very clear, okay.
Hallelujah. I've been using glasses since I was 13. And I use it to read. Mostly when I want to read, I have to, adjust it before I can see. And I actually had 5 eye tests earlier this year when I went for my annual eye test, and they were saying all sort of things were happening. So I've been able to see. I just looked and it was very clear.
Just clear. Now wait. Now you can clap if you want. Lord, we give you praise. But the reason why I called you people out was not because of your testimony.
I called you up because this is the only way the Lord said I can identify someone. There is one of you that I'm sent to this morning. Now, can you give away that microphone? Because we're going to find out now. There's one of you. I need to know the person before I say what I was sent to tell you. Father, among these women here, the one that you have chosen, can you identify that one by the anointing? Your hand might descend upon that one. Or the anointing. And among us, in a momo sepria capatoa, in a baratuske, brescomena ita cobelama. Let our eyes be perfected in the name of Jesus. Let her sight be perfected in the name of Jesus. Be perfected. Woman, your weeping ends this morning. And a new season God is introducing into your life now. He comes this morning to wipe away your tears and to set you on a pedestal. From now henceforth, in this phase of your life, you will see the answers to the prayers that you have prayed for a very long time. Prayers that were made many years ago. This is the season that God will bring answers. So you are stepping into the season of answers from this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, so two of you can sit down. You can sit down. You can sit down. You can sit down. See, I see the Lord's hand. He just stretched his hand. Stretched his hand. And I was trying to find out why his hand was stretched. He's stretching the hand because he's going to put it on his sister in a few seconds from now. There's a sister that the Lord's hand will touch. There's a sister that the Lord's hand will touch. He will touch in a few seconds, and at the count of seven, the hand will rest properly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7. His hand will rest on you. Then I will tell you, that one, Lord, show me that one. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Let the hand become stronger. 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 Holy Ghost! Become strong. That sister is going to... Oh my God, there are two of them. There are actually two of them. There are actually two of them. Where is the second one? Where is the second one, Lord? Okay, there are two of them. Now, these two sisters are going to be... you have been clothed because you are going to be carriers of the presence of God. You will carry the presence of God from, oh my God, from place to place. It's stronger now, stronger again, stronger again. So there's a third one, there's a third one. There's a third one there. There's a third one there. Yes. So you will carry the presence of God from place to place. Oh my God. There's a yoke that is broken from that sister's life. There's a yoke breaks. It breaks in the name of Jesus. It breaks in the name of Jesus. Kabuko to ila iso kabaito. Meso kali amateli. Obrema saiko balama. The resistance against your destiny is removed. In the name of Jesus.
Please let's rise up, everyone. Lift up your two hands and let's appreciate God. His presence is so copious. So copious here. Take advantage of this copious presence of God. And as you give him praise, as you wave your hands to him, I tell you, this presence will permeate, will enter into you, and God will work even the more in our lives. Can you just wave your hands to him and just appreciate God? We love you, O God. We love you. We love you, O God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Yeshua, Amasia, Lion of Judah, the goodness. Yeshua, Amasia, Lion of Judah, Adonai.
Oh, Yeshua,
Yeshua,
Mashiach, Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah. Can we appreciate God? Choir, can you help me? Yeshua, oh yes, Lord. Two more times. Raise your voice, everyone. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah,
Lion of
Judah,
James, can you just come and say a word of prayers to round up this session for just 1 minute or so? As you are led, just say a word of prayers.
Father, we thank you for what you're doing here.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for the word that has been released.
Thank you.
We will be people of prayer. We will be people that are led by your prophetic word. So, Father, today, where we have veered off from the path, we're saying yes to realigning with you right now, Father. Where there's been disorder, we say, let there be order right now. Father, where there's been disobedience, let there be obedience right now. Father, we say, God, let there be order in area of spiritual progress. Father, we speak over Jubilee Church right now, that today marks a shift. This moment marks a shift of advancing in the purposes of God. Father, we thank you that this is a significant hour for this church and for this city. So Father, we decree it and we declare it that Father, we're not going to be stagnant anymore. Spiritual stagnation seizes. This is the hour to advance.
You are
The warriors that have been asleep, wake up.
In the name of Jesus.
Take your positions on the wall, the watchman. Take your positions on the wall. Arise.
Yes.
For the journey is far. And there's much that's yet to be accomplished. So Father, we receive of this mantle, the warrior intercessory mantle.
Aya.
That will cause the church to plunder hell in this city. We say, now, a new dimension, a new dimension, a new dimension, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Can we just pray for God's servant, Apostle Arome? Let's just pray for him. Let's just thank God for his life and let's pray for him. All that God has spoken concerning him, we want to pray that they will fully be accomplished. And we want to pray. The Bible says, the liberal soul shall be made fat. He that waters will himself be watered. Let's pray the Lord will water him. The Lord will keep him, shield him, fill him more and more. Use him and take him yet to the nations. Keep his family, keep his ministry. Oh, let it be so for your son, O God, for your servant. Thank you for all the ministers of God here. Thank you for James. Thank you for Pastor Luke. Thank you for each and every one of us. Lord, let this be a day we will live to remember. We glorify you. We praise your name. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. His presence is still here. Very heavy, but because we have to release the man of God, I'm sure they'll be waiting in Pastor Luke's church. We have to just make it this brief. We are talking to him, so please allow us bring him back for a special program, just like Pastor Luke has done. And God helping us, we'll be able to enjoy the grace of God upon him even far more than this. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. It's okay to clap unto God if you want to. Clap for God. Amen. Thank you, sir, Pastor Luke. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, sir. He's written quite a number of books. Time will fail me to mention them one by one, but they're quite cheap. They're displayed at the bookstand there, at the foyer there. Please go there and patronize them and make sure the books are sold out. And as you do so, the Lord will bless you mightily in Jesus' name. There are some of his staff there that will tell you how you can get the book, but in a cheap form. May God keep and watch over us in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Wave your hands unto God once again and bless the name of the Lord. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. God has granted us 30 minutes extra for the man of God to minister to some people. So if somebody has logged off online, quickly tell them to return. And those of us that are remaining, let's get glued for the next 30 minutes. We're going to have him back to just reach out. I have a feeling that somebody has been praying that, oh, I would have loved him to just minister to me. And I believe in this next 20, 30 minutes, the hand of God will rest upon you. Amen. Lift up your two hands to God and just worship him. And let's welcome Apostle Arome. Let's welcome him.
We are going to start by standing in the gap for our families so that God will stretch forth his hand and walk within that context. Can you pray standing in the gap right now and asking God to bring intervention to your family, the extended family? If there are activities that are in that place that God has not planted, can we ask that God will begin to uproot such things in the name of Jesus? In the heart,
yes, let my King be lifted.
Can you pray?
Ikabon shekele do prosketa mi, prosketa menala.
Sopre kabose laito kopre malato, shekli prasketa la bonde. Shamakuria prasketo pokoronte si, sheklo prosketa manta boria kabalaso sila bantele. Mekabalo asika presko pelama santele. Yamos keto borogombe la masika planta baburi. Mahaitoske prisko falamo santele. Malakuria siko presko. Palapus kete kobokoto menakida. Prisko falamanteli. Oh my God. I see someone that is in the midst of a warfare. There is a warfare in your family. There's a warfare, a spiritual warfare that is in your family. And the way I saw it, the brightness with which I saw it, it is such that I know that you see this warfare in your dreams consistently. In fact, the person I'm speaking about, 3 days ago, you had an oppression. As if something was pressing you down while you were on your bed. Where are you? Haunting dreams. Haunting dreams. And 3 days ago, you had that oppression. Now, God wants to tackle something. Where are you, please? You had that oppression. He wants to cut off something in your family this morning. And it will be permanent. I don't know how long the war has lasted, but it will be cut off this morning. Can you stretch your hands? I will pray for this. These are our brothers. I kopala masiko bresko kompele kadila. In the name of Jesus. Someone else also, there is a priesthood in your family, and that priesthood is used to attack you, and the evidence of that priesthood is that anytime you see yourself in the dream in things that are past, maybe in your secondary school, your university, and you are almost always seeing yourself in that context. Join them quickly. You see yourself regularly in secondary school, the university. It's a priesthood. We want to destroy the voice of that priesthood. We want to destroy the voice of that priesthood. It's still speaking. It's still speaking, so we want to neutralize it. Can we stretch our hands and pray for them? It's a spirit of reproach. We want to destroy it this morning. Can we pray for them? Ikoporo no seto preska palato bisho. Iska presko belama santale. Mahaito kobela shika presu mandatalia. Emarabobo santolia. Yekeke da bakusketami. We overthrow that priesthood. We overthrow that priesthood. We overthrow it in the name of Jesus. Andarababo seket. Akaito kobrega basatale. We overthrow it in the name of Jesus. We overthrow it in the name of Jesus. Let her go. We overthrow it. We destroy that priesthood in the name of Jesus. Loose her. Yes. Let men enter into the fullness of their calling, the fullness of their ordination. We overthrow it. We stand with you in the spirit to resist the devil, to resist the voice of any altar that speaks. We bring an end to that season. Step into destiny. Step into your fullness. Step into your fullness. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we put an end to the speakings of this evil tongue. We cut off every such blood link that provides platform for manipulation.
We decree this morning that the capacity to walk in the fullness of what God has ordained, it rests upon you. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh my, it's opening. The door is opening. It's opening. It's opening. It's opening. Step into your destiny. Step into your ordination. The Lord opens the door before your face. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Oh God, this is your moment. This is your moment. This is your moment. This is your moment. The Lord will speak through you, sister. This is your moment. It opens. It opens. It opens. Oh God, we give you glory. Kimoseli makadia. Kimoloko presketo company. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Go back. You begin to see the resistance give way. I assure you. Asylum on debris kofela bakala bosham. There's one of you, maybe all of you, I don't know. But it seems the Lord wants to add another measure to your music ministry. Okay. It's all of you. But the sign that God will give is that his hand will come on one of you as a proof that he is upgrading the authority on your music ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask. I ask that you show me a sign. Show me a sign. Show me a sign. Show me a sign. Now, I just taught you if you're in the choir. Okay. Among the ones I've touched now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, show me a sign. Show me a sign. The hand of God will come strong on one of you as a sign. Oh my God. Come strong. Come strong. One of you will walk in the healing anointing. One of you will walk in the healing anointing. And it will get burned. That anointing is hot. You will feel it on your body. To flow through your body. To flow through your body. Oh, okay. Oh, two things will happen before I run away. One, somebody will receive that anointing then, and the anointing has come. It means if you are sick, you can be healed. Alright? So two things. We'll pray for the sick and so. Oh, the anointing is coming on someone. You will have the ability to pray for the sick and see the sick healed. Yeah, the hand will rest on you. Will rest on you. Father, from my left hand side to my right hand side, I ask, oh God. I ask, oh God. That one that you want to give the gift of healing, let it please you to place your hand upon that life. Place your hand. Place your hand. Let your hand come strong upon that life in the name of Jesus. Let your hand come strong upon that life. Okay, we have one already. Come strong upon her. Overwhelm her. And when she lays her hands by faith to pray for the sick, let the sick recover. All right, now, you have a right to be healed now. If there's a pain, maybe a growth, fibroid, lump, cancer, touch the place that the thing is growing. Touch it. If you are losing hearing on any of your ears and you want it restored, take this finger, put it in the ear that cannot hear properly. Put it. Close it, block it totally. Can you do that? If you have a hearing challenge and one of your ears hears better than the other one, or one is deaf, put this finger into the deaf ear and block it. Put your hand, high blood pressure, your hand on your chest. The Lord will touch you now. Some of you will feel the touch on your body. Oh! Oh! You see, there's a promotion coming on this platform. Yes, I see it rising. I see it rising. God will give opportunity for this platform to minister to people beyond this current scope. Yes, the language of the indigenous people of this territory, their language will be spoken from here. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of infirmity, every sickness, every pain, every disease. I command you, be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke of infirmity. I break the yoke of sickness. I command affliction, go in the name of Jesus. I command that growth, the lump, the cancer, the fibroid, die. Deafening spirits, be bound and come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. I command the pain to go. Every symptom of paralysis, dry up in the name of Jesus. Those aches on the chest, difficulties in breathing, I banish you in the name of Jesus. The pains below the abdomen, I command you to vanish in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, return to normal. Return to normal. Diabetes, let the sugar level normalize in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you praise. Oh, there is a flame on you. The Lord wants to use you. He wants to use you. There's a flame kindled already. It's kindled already. It's kindled already. It's kindled. It's kindled. It's kindled. It's kindled. Oh, there is a flame from heaven. A flame from heaven. A flame from heaven. A flame, a flame. Sickness, go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. The people that put their hands in their ears, remove it. Ask your neighbor to close the one that can hear. Let your neighbor help you test that ear. Quickly. If you are close to any of the people with their hands in the ears, help them test the ear quickly, please. I beg you. Test the ear. Test the ears. Check your body. If the pain has gone, the pain under your abdomen, if it has gone, the pain, if... Test the ear. Test the ear. Test mama's ear. Test all the ears. If you can hear properly, it is clear. Then you raise your hand up. Mama, come. Can you hear? Can you hear? Is it clear? It's clear?
It's clear.
Very clear.
Very clear.
So you can hear this? You heard this?
Yes, I did.
You heard this?
Yes.
Can somebody shout hallelujah? I see something like the spirit of paralysis. I see that spirit. Was there anybody that had any symptom of paralysis? There was. You noticed that life was about living. Yeah, come. See the spirit of paralysis. Yeah. Which part of your body? Okay, the left side. Okay. All right, okay. Give me this hand, since it's in the left. Now the Lord is going to, don't worry, he's going to do something now. He's going to do something now. When she stands up, that paralysis would have gone. Someone healed a pain. There's a pain on your stomach. Where are you? You came. It has eased off. That's easy. That's easy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes?
My left shoulder, it has been there since December. So I've been taking a treatment about it. I can't lift it up or put it at the back.
Try. Okay, lift it up. Let's see. Okay, you can. All right. Give me. Because I saw the spirit of paralysis moving in the hall. Paralysis, hear my voice. Let her go. I break your yoke. I break your yoke. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's try. Try a little. Try what you can. Don't worry. Just try. Okay? Leave her. It will get better with time. Say 7 days, you'll be seeing gradual improvement. Then you wake up in the morning and then you discover. Amen. Sometimes it's instant, sometimes it takes a process. Okay, hallelujah. Now, anyone notice a change? You notice a change? Let me see your hand. Okay, sister, what happened to you? Come quickly. Okay, you have, okay, that pain. Okay, the pain is gone. Can we celebrate Jesus? Can we celebrate him? Okay, some people are testifying online. Can we have one or two testimonies online? Two testimonies online. Two testimonies online before we ask God to descend with his presence. There are people that are going to be empowered this morning. Yes, just two testimonies. Can you give us one song? This exact song that he's playing.
I will exalt
your choir is the best.
You.
Jesus.
Whoa. I will. I will exalt you. You are my God.
Thank you, Lord, oh God.
Oh, I will exalt you with all my heart.
Come up with what is happening online. Can you ask God one quiet moment? I want to know your presence. Bring me
into the knowledge of what your presence is. Let us know what Angel Gabriel knew when he confronted Zechariah at the altar of incense, saying, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. Now, Lord, I ask that for my left hand side to my right hand side, to the back of the hall, may it please you to reveal your presence now to those whose hearts are open. Let the reality of your presence come upon them. Come upon them. Now the presence of God will come upon you. Few of us will have an encounter with the presence of God. An encounter with the presence of God. Okay, he's coming already. He's coming. So strong. A few of us will have an encounter. An encounter with the presence. And it's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It will be so tangible. So tangible. So real. So real. Father, in the name of Jesus, let it be a revelation. A revelation of your presence. A revelation of your presence. A revelation of your presence. Something that will give us courage when we do business before you, when we pray, a revelation in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yes, any feedback from there? Okay, it's already here. Abimbola Dele. I could hear clearer, sir, as you were praying in my left ear. So someone, the left ear has been restored. Stomach pain gone. Stomach pain gone. Hallelujah. Now, can we spend 1 second giving him praise, just thanking him for visiting us? For visiting us.